Be not incredulous, but faithful. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear children, today on our final day before our long-awaited Christmas break starts, we have the great feast of the Apostle Saint Thomas. He was one of the 12 apostles of Jesus, and after our Lord had suffered and was risen from the dead, he appeared to his disciples to convince them of the truth of his resurrection. But Saint Thomas, not being with them in this occasion of the appearance of Jesus, refused to believe upon the report of the other apostles that Christ was truly risen. Saint Thomas thought that it was only a phantom, kind of a ghost, what the others had seen, or mere apparition. In order to be convinced, Saint Thomas wanted to see the very prints of the nails and feel the wounds in his hands and side. So our Lord appeared to the apostles again, and after his usual salutation of "Peace be unto you," he turned to Thomas and asked him, "Look upon his hands, and put his finger into the hole of his side, and into the prints of the nails." This he did so that Thomas could see and feel that this was truly the same Jesus who had suffered so horribly on the cross, but had now resurrected as a victor and a defeater of Satan. So Saint Thomas did as was asked, and then he immediately cried out, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus said, "Because thou hast seen me, Thomas, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and have believed." Even though Saint Thomas sinned in being incredulous, this was not a sin of malice. The mercy of Jesus brought Thomas to repentance that he had not listened to the other apostles. And even more than to repentance, this incident in his life raised him to sanctity, and Saint Thomas became a great preacher, converted many people, and finally died as a martyr. Dear children, nothing is more easy in life than to repeat the words of Saint Thomas, "My Lord and my God." But what the Church requires of you is that you actually mean what you say, that Jesus is your Lord, the one to whom you submit yourself and pledge to follow his orders of perfect charity to others. And oftentimes this is very difficult job in life, but that's why God has given us grace, and that's why he has given us sacraments, that by believing his word we can also do well and remain faithful until the end of our lives, just like Saint Thomas did. On the other hand, if pride, envy, avarice, sensuality, or other passions challenge you, you have what is called a divided heart. But Jesus, he does not want to share you with anyone. He wants the whole of you. The world will often not like you because you have believed the words of Jesus and because you are faithful. And the world tries to make you incredulous by mocking your beliefs. But you cannot listen to the mockers, but only the Church, the mystical body of Jesus. You and other humans often make mistakes, but God, your Creator, never make a mistake. Thinking of the trustworthy revelation of God, I often think about two Finns. They were brothers, who as young men went to Soviet Union to study politics of communism, which was a radical and God-denying movement. One of them became a hardline communist, but the other moved to America and became a preacher. And when they met together years after, the other said to the preacher, "It was very foolish of you to become a believer. You believe in God whom you cannot see." But the other answered, "Well, it seems to me, dear brother, that you are even stronger believer. You believe in communism, even though you have seen it." So children, be faithful, that is, believe what you are preached to by your priest, and remember to do well as well, act well according to the sacred belief and religion of Jesus. The Catechism of St. Pius X has this question: who is a true Christian? And the answer is, a true Christian is he who is baptized, who believes and professes the Christian doctrine, and obeys the lawful pastors of the Church. Once again, believe and act also according your belief. If you love and believe your Creator Jesus, whose birthday is almost here, you should also call him your Lord and your God. And no sacrifice is ever too big to make to him who never fails you, even though many people might do, because he is God, he is Christ the King, and to his word and promises we may always rely wholeheartedly. God bless you and have a Merry Christmas. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.